see Genesis chapter 2. Where we can find the first word "death" in the Bible. Chapter 2, verse 17. But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. You will surely die. That's Genesis chapter 2. And in Genesis chapter 3, human fall to sin. And then after that, it's very interesting when we read the Bible, we can see at Genesis chapter 5. I don't want you to read this all verse, it's too long. Genesis chapter 5. You can see that, for example, we read from chapter 4, verse 4. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years old, and he died. Verse 8, and he died. And then after that, 11, and he died. So, chapter 2 said, if you eat this, then you will die. Chapter 3 told us what happened after God gave this command. Adam and Eve, they did not obey God. And then chapter 5 told us that everyone in the world died. And then, so interesting, because before chapter 2, when God created everything, God always say good and very good. And then there is no died in God creation. But now, there is a word die. Why? Because they do not obey God. In this reality, I want to tell you that we cannot live without God. Live without God means die. We need God. We need God. Some of you love to pray. In all Christian tradition, they said that prayer is a bread of human life. A bread. If prayer is the bread of human life, how we understand God? Because prayer bring us come to God. Then we need God more than more. That's number one. That's the first reason. The second reason why we need God, because there is an enemy who are stronger than me that always keep to watch us in order to bring us far from the God. And when I read this kind of message, I try to understand what kind of enemy. In Genesis chapter 3, we can see that the enemy is the snake. There is no other animal that more cunning than a snake. A snake is very cunning. And then if you love to see the animal, then you can see how cunning the snake. For example, a snake try to look something to eat. Then the snake will climb the tree. And then after climb the tree, the snake will search over the tree in order to find a bird or to find an egg inside the tree. That means the snake never stop before get what it wanted. Same, the enemy, when he tried to tempt us, he never stopped when he see that we are already jumped to the temptation. That's why when we read the book of Matthew, we can see that Jesus was tempted by Satan. And then after that, the Bible told us, and then Satan leave Jesus and then find another time come to Jesus again. That's the enemy, like a snake. Number two, what kind of enemy? Sorry to say for women, if we read the book of Proverbs, then we can see that the second kind of enemy is woman. Sorry to say. It's a woman. That's why in the book of Proverbs, we can say, hey, young man, be careful. Watch your step. There is a woman outside want to catch you. What does it mean? Woman mean beauty. Woman mean beauty. So the enemy, sometimes very cunning. And the others is sometimes very beauty. Now not only beauty woman, handsome guy, also bad guy. So this is the second kind of enemy. And then after that, when we read the book of Peter, we can see that the enemy is like a lion. Like a lion. Lion means is very strong animal and ready to catch us. So, in Bahasa, I have three words for these three kind of enemy. Three words. The word for snake is cerdik. Cerdik means cunning from sea. And then the word for woman is cantik. Cantik means beauty, also sea. And then the word for lion is cakar. Cakar means claw. Some of you may be saw from YouTube that one Indian guy jumped down to a cave of white tiger. And then after that, the tiger used the claw. And then after that, bring the guy and then into a cave and then kill the guy. So the claw of lion is very, very strong. So cerdik, and then cantik, and then cakar. Let's follow me together so you remember. Cerdik, cantik, and then cakar. So these three C, yeah, is part of the enemy in order to bring us. Our knowledge, our power is not enough to fight with the animal. But thanks God, we have another C. Who is another C? Is Christ. When Christ with us, we can defeat all power of the enemy. That's why we need God. That's the second reason. The third reason, if we see from the book of Genesis chapter 1, then you will know that when God created human, God created in very, very safety zone and comfort zone. Yeah, is in the sense of very comfort and very safe. That's why God created the human at the sixth day, not the first day. If God created human at the first day, then we need to have fasting for 5 days. Yeah. If God create a human at the first day, then we need to feel very cold or very hot for 5 days. But the problem is God create human at the sixth day. After God prepare anything, then God create Eva, God create Adam. What does it mean for me and for you? That means we are created in comfort zone. Everybody love comfort. Everybody they are searching how to enjoy the life. That's why When Sigmund Freud, the psychoanalytic person, said the problem of human if they don't live in comfort, if there is something they feel unstable or stressed, that's because they don't feel comfort. That's why the meaning of human life, according Freud, is to search comfort zone, to find something. Yeah, that's why if you come to a psychologist who are learning psychoanalytic, they always ask you what happened when in your childhood, blah 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 blah. Why they ask you like this? In order to take out what happened, your past influence your future now. Now, so we come to the point. The point is, if we are created in comfort zone, that means to find something comfort is human. Yeah, we always find something better in our life. We always find something better in our life. For example, maybe when you are high school, you say take a walk is good. And then after that, you are a manager. I think it's good if we have car. And then after that, you fly everywhere. I think it's good if we try one time business class. After you find you fly one time business class, you might think, I think it's good if you have private aeroplane, so you can go anywhere. That's comfort zone. Now, I think comfort zone is not something wrong. But the problem is how we can get this kind of comfort. The Bible told us the safety place in human life, if you stay and then sleep under your mother hand. That's why baby, when the baby cry aloud, remember Ricky? Ah! Then just bring the baby in the hand of her mom. Then the baby feel very comfort. I remember one song, Under the Wing of God. So we feel peace. This is the comfort zone. So why we need God? We need God because in God, we have peace. I remember Joanne sing in da 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 di di da da di da da di da di da. That song remember me. So even you have everything in this world, but you are far from God, that means you don't have comfort zone. Only in God alone. That's why I need God every time. And then the last point, why we need God? Because we need advice, guidance in all our life regarding to make a decision. To make a decision. For young men or young women, when they are searching boyfriend or girlfriend, then I always told them, don't open your eyes. Just close your eyes, David. And then pray. And then God will lead you. But the problem is, sometimes we always open our eyes. David is good, but not too good. Jeff is good, but not too good. Tim is good, but not too good. And then after that, we search because of our flesh. When we search something, when we are asking God, then we need to close our eyes. God, please guide me. God, please guide me. When we close our eyes, that means we really ask God to open the way for us. That's what we need from God. Because the Bible told us, remember when God called the prophet of Samuel, go to to anoint a new king, and then there are seven young men. The first one, oh, maybe this one God. No. And until the last one, and God said to prophet, yes, this is the one. That means God can lead prophet and then speak something to the prophet in order to know human heart. This is what we need in business, in partner, in everything. We need God guidance. So, brothers and sisters, through these 4 points, I need God because I want to live. Second, I have enemy who are stronger than me. And then the third, I'm human. I want to live in comfort. And then fourth, I need God because I need guidance. Only God can give us. And then the good news for us is Jesus said, let's come back to John chapter 14. Verse 6, Jesus said, yeah, no one comes to the Father but through me. That means he is the only person that can help us to bring us come to God. So this verse is not talk only about salvation. This verse is remind us how we need Jesus. What does it mean for us? Number one, we need God because of our need. That's why every time we come to him, we need come to him with humble heart. Humble heart. Yeah. In worship, in our devotional, in our fellowship, come with humble heart. I always told our sister, remember, the first minute till the last minute in the worship area, the presence of God among us. We need to have humble heart. And then we need to have obedience heart. And the last, have you ever think how to make Jesus happy in his life? Because we need him. We always ask him, Jesus, I want this one. Jesus, I want this one. Jesus, I want this one. Have we ever think how we make Jesus happy? At community center, we have two elderly who always open the door for us. I know these two elderly so kind with us. That's why every time we have lunch, we make this elderly happy by sending good food for him. And then the one of the elderly was from Indonesia. So he loves spicy food. So every time we have spicy food, just eat. Why we do this one? Because we need him to open the door every time. And then in order to make him happy, we send good food for him. Same. We need Jesus every time. Have we ever think how to make Jesus happy? Another sermon for next time. Let us pray. Yes, every time we need God, and we are so happy because Jesus told us, I am the person who can bring you come to God. I'm ready for 24 hours every day for you. You just come with me. Come with me. Another reflection is, if Jesus is so kind with us, what kind of attitude should we have in order to please Him? Have you did something that make Jesus happy? Have you ever think what kind of action that can make Jesus smile? He really assumed. He opened the door of salvation of us, but He also stand for us as a bridge for us 24 hours every day to bring our petition to God. I pray that we love Jesus more and more, and then we try and do something to make Him happy and proud with us. Thanks God if this morning we can use our privilege as son and daughter of God to bring intercession for other people. Yeah, first of all, we will bring our brothers, sisters who are suffering in many sick. We pray that God will open the grace for them, power, heal, and then give good body to them. Let us pray for them. Also pray for their salvation. Some of them have not believed Jesus Christ. We pray that God will open the door for them. Holy Spirit work in the time of their suffering. They feel and then they open their heart. Yeah, we pray that their family also share something about Jesus to them. Let's pray together.
we continue. Seeking job is one of difficulties in our life. That's why we bring our friend, brothers and sisters come to God. We ask God to open the job for them. Yeah. Let's pray together. Today our prayer for mission focus for Cambodia, and also we pray for board member, hospitalist ministry, and the last we bring our house church activity. Yeah, tonight there are some place we pray that through house church all member in Solomon Post can gather together, and then yeah, they can grow together. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you because you're always ready for us. That's why when we leave this place, our heart full of peace and confidence. Please always hold our hand and then walk side by side with us. Thank you for this morning. That your message really be a blessing in our life. We keep our life into your hand and then watch our life, Father, so that we only do something that make you smile and proud. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.